Greetings, one and all. I'm Lori LaCarle, your host, and I'm so happy that you're here today. And you will be, too. This is great information that you're really going to want to pay attention to. Our topic today is how to find greater enjoyment, stress on the joy, with flower essences. And we are joined by Bettina Rasmussen to tell us all about it. Hi, Bettina.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. So here's a little bit about Bettina Rasmussen. She is a Bach flower practitioner with more than 20 years experience trained by the Bach Center. She created the first website dedicated to the Bach flower remedies in 1998 called www.bachflower.com and has ever since devoted her life to Dr. Bach's healing system and helping people. Bettina is married and has two children and lives with her family in Southern California. Well, I've been using the Bach flower remedies for quite a few years myself. I'm not trained in it yet, but I hope to be. And so you definitely have a very long history with this great method. So would you like to start by telling us about Dr. Bach and what the background is on these great flower essences?
Yes, I will certainly do that. Dr. Bach was a physician that while on the, during First World War, he really wanted to get in the military, but because of his health, they would not allow it him to go in the military. So he spent a lot of time in the hospital in England looking at the patients coming back from World War One, and so the medicine he had, the way that he was taught to treat the people, he suddenly realized that it was not really, he didn't really like the idea of just treating the people's physical things, issues, because he saw that each of them had maybe the same issues physically, but emotionally they were feeling differently. So he thought, why don't we treat the emotions instead of just the physical? So let's say he found three people, they all had wounds from the war, and one was cheerful, yeah, everything would be fine, one is depressed, and one is feeling sorry for himself. So he thought, why are we treating the wounds only? What if he could treat the emotions? So from that idea on, he moved into homeopathy, which was the only other alternative he had in that time. He was very successful, and he got to learn a lot about people's emotions through the homeopathy. But he still was not satisfied. So he was very successful doing the homeopathy in London. But because of his own emotions and his own physical health, he was drawn to the countryside of England, where he started spending a lot of time just walking the fields. And little by little, he got to discover that there were flowers in the field that could heal emotional issues. So he would get those emotional, let's say he would be very fearful, and it would be to the extreme. So he would not not feel better until he found the flower that make that feeling go away. So he, over the first few years, he started finding flowers in the field, and he started saying, he realized that there's a whole new way of healing people with flowers. So he started, as soon as he started finding one remedy, he started using on his patients, and he found that they worked extremely well. So as soon as he discovered that this system was actually going to replace what he was doing before, he dropped everything else he had. He packed all his books and in a suitcase, another one, all his shoes, another suitcase, and he wanted to throw the shoes away and bring the books with him. It ended up that he brought all the shoes with him and one of the books, which was very lucky because he spent the next many years walking, and he really needed those shoes, finding those remedies. So little by little, he started off with 12 healers, and he thought he was done with those ones, and then he got the other helpers. So in the end, he found 38 flower remedies that before he died So this is the system of healing people by the energies of flowers. And he left his system to us before he died, and very simple instructions on how to use it. And that's how we use it today. We don't, have not changed anything. We use it the same way as he told us to do in that time, which is look at the emotions. Don't look at the physical, but look at the emotions. Does somebody feel sad? Is it depression, anxiety? And then we can go in and see, so why do you feel afraid? Do you know why you feel afraid? Do you know why you feel depressed? And each remedy will go in and remove each negative emotion. And then when the negative emotions are gone, physically we feel better. And he says then the body is free to heal itself. And it's the same system he's using now, more than 80 years later. Dr. Bach died in November of 1936. And ever since, the remedies has just been used all over the world.
That's amazing.
So that's the background of the Bach flower remedies.
Wow. Well, he certainly left us quite a gift there. Ooh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. So would you like to share how, you know, like what form they're in and how people would use them? And then we could get into some feelings and which remedies would be best for that.
Yes, certainly. So the way the instruction to use the remedy is, first of all, we just look at ourselves. Let's say I am exhausted. I have a job. I feel like I have no energy. I'm just not happy in my job. So I look into, like, why am I not happy? I feel I should be doing something else, but I don't know what else I'm going to do. Then we're saying, okay, maybe that's wild oat. The wild oat will help you to choose the right path. If you feel exhausted, it can be olive to help you regain energy. Maybe there's too much work to be done so that you maybe feel overwhelmed, so you used elm. So you pick the seven most important issues that you would like to work with. And you find the remedies that helps for those issues. Then you can make yourself a treatment bottle. You get a 1 ounce mixing bottle. You add on 2 drops of each of the remedies in this empty bottle. So optional, you can put a preservative in it, which can be a teaspoon of brandy or a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or a couple of teaspoons of glycerin. And the rest of the space in this bottle you fill up with water. So now this is your treatment bottle. That's the one you're going to take the remedies from 4 times a day. So from the treatment bottle, you take 4 drops 4 times a day. Usually within the first few days, something unusual happens. They can be very vivid dreams. It can be that you feel so sleepy, you just want to go and sleep. It can be that you get full of energy, bubbly happy, but you feel like, oh, I'm so happy. I'm like, this is crazy. Why am I so happy? It's just like the emotions are being steered up by the flower remedies and being released. So that's what I'm saying. Usually the first few days when something unusual happens, it's just your body showing you that you have chosen the right remedies. Then from then on, you take them 4 times a day, and you're going to, if it's an issue you've been dealing with for a very long time, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, as the flower remedies are pushing out the negative emotions and being released, you're going to start feeling better. So it's all on the energy level. We don't exactly know how it works, but it works in such a gentle way that you cannot really notice from one day to another, unless the first few days when things are very vivid dreams or something a little bit unusual. And after that, it's just little by little you're going to feel better. And what I usually suggest is to either write a diary. Let's say you have had depression for 30 years. And, of course, it's not going to disappear overnight. But if you write a diary, oh, today I feel miserable, I feel sad about this. But if you write a little bit every day, within a month, and you can go back and say, wow, I don't feel like this anymore. I don't feel that anymore. And it gives you the encouragement to see that actually it's working. because you, from one day to another, you don't really see anything, and you can easily to say, oh, the reason I had this strange dream is because I met the old friend, or I feel tired because I went on a hike yesterday. So it's easy to excuse it, but those little things is the ones that's showing us that actually something is happening when we take the remedies. You can also, let's say you wake up in the morning, you have had a great, you're feeling have a great life, everything is good. But one morning you just wake up like, oh no, I'm too tired, I don't want to get out of bed. And you know that's not a feeling you've had for a long time. Then you can also just take a big glass of water and put one remedy, one drop of a remedy that you need in that water and drink it slowly. And usually within a couple of hours you're back to normal. So what Dr. Mark was saying was that when you're thirsty, you drink water. If you're hungry, you eat food. And if you're cold, you wear a cardigan. And if you need confidence, you take a drop of larch. So he wanted it, his system to be part of life. He didn't want doctors to be involved. He didn't want experts to go in and tell people what to do. His dream was that every single person uses the same way that's putting on their clothes and getting the food, that they're using the Bach flower remedies as part of life. And that was his dream. And he did not want anybody to change it or improve it because this system, he said, is perfect. Mm. So we know the original Bach flower remedies is the one that has not been changed. You're not trying to improve anything because it is perfect the way it is.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that refreshing? Because there's so many things people want to tweak and reinvent or, you know, improve upon or whatever. So that's really very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I have been working with the remedies for 20 years. And I still don't know the remedies. I know, for example, the hornbeam is for the Monday morning feeling and procrastinating. But more, I don't know until I have the feeling. I wake up and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing anything today. I have a headache. I know I have all the things I have to do. I just have no energy. I don't feel like doing it. And then you take the remedy, you take hornbeam, and then, wow, this is how it feels. So I still, after 20 years, do not really know all the remedies till I experience it myself.
Right.
So you don't have to improve anything. You just need to learn. And after 20 years, I'm still learning.
Wow.
So the best thing, instead of going out and tweaking anything, you just have to spend some more time with the remedies, and they will teach you an even deeper level.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, yeah. So so let me just refresh. When you're making the remedy for yourself and you picked the seven remedies that will deal best with your feelings and help you with that, it's two drops of each remedy go into the mixture?
Into a one-ounce mixing bottle.
Okay,
it's going to be maximum seven remedies. It can also be that if you only need two or three or four, but maximum seven different remedies. So two drops from each of the remedies into a 1 ounce mixing bottle. Then you can put optional, if you want to, a preservative, teaspoon of brandy or teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or a couple of teaspoons of glycerin. And the rest of the space you fill up with water. From this mixture, you take four drops four times a day until you feel better. That mixture is going to last around 2 weeks, so that's why it's a good idea to have a preservative in it. And after 2 weeks, you re-evaluate the situation. Do I still need this remedy? Do I still need this one? And if you still need some, you make a new mixture for the ones that you need and keep going on until you feel better. And usually about that time, that's when you're going to forget your bottle. It's going to disappear behind something, and you're going to forget that you ever took the remedies.
I love it. That has definitely happened to me on a few occasions or more, so I can relate. Very nice. And then you said, which is a new one for me. So then if it's just one particular feeling, like you were mentioning using the hornbeam for the Monday morning feeling or procrastination, then it's just one drop in water.
Yes, it's more like, let's say, your life is happy, you're feeling great, and it can be that you get a phone call with bad news, and you suddenly you feel like your whole world is kind of like crumbling. It's a new emotion, so the remedy is, because it's a new emotion, we'll be able to remove it very quickly. And then at that point, it's not really necessary to make a treatment bottle, because this treatment bottle will treat you for 2 weeks. And if it's a new emotion, it usually will go away within a few hours. So that's why you can put one drop of the remedy you need in a glass of water and drink it like a little bit at a time over the half a day, and by the afternoon you're back to normal. So you don't always need to make a treatment bottle if it's not an emotion that you've been dealing with for a long time.
I love that. I haven't heard of that before in that sense. So that's great. Great information. All right. And would you talk a little bit about the Rescue Remedy and all the nice products that that contain it, please?
Yes. What Dr. Bach realized, actually, the situation was, he was out for a walk, and there was a storm, and he saw some fishermen that were being brought in, almost drowned. And he was like realizing that I need something that I can bring with me in a situation where I see somebody who is in severe distress. So he came up with the idea of making a mixture for traumatic or very stressful situations, and he called it Rescue Remedy. He included the 5 remedies that he thought was going to be needed in severe situations. So he picked Star of Bethlehem for trauma. So anybody who has experienced a trauma in the past or in the present, it will neutralize the trauma. The next one was Cherry Plum, which is for fear of losing self-control. You can see a kid laying in a supermarket screaming on the ground, kicking and yelling. You know, that's a child or somebody who lost self-control. Or road rage, honking in a horn, screaming and yelling. They lost self-control. So that Cherry Plum will help for when you feel like you're losing control. Then there is Clematis. Clematis is for daydreaming, but it can also be given to somebody who has passed out. So if somebody faints in an accident or anywhere but you lose conscious, or you kind of like leaving the conscious area around you, the Clematis can help you kind of get back to yourself, get back grounded again. Then there is impatience. For those who are impatient, it can be an accident, you can't wait for the ambulance to come, and you need more patience. Then there's the last one is rock rose, which is for frozen fear. Let's say your house is burning and you need to do something, but your legs won't move and your brain doesn't work, and you're like, I need to do something, but you're just frozen, the deer in the headlight. As soon as you take this rock rose, it's like, oh, I need to call 911 and I need to get out of the house. It kind of snaps you out of the frozen feeling, so you can act in an emergency situation. So that's the 5 remedies that Dr. Bach discovered and made into a rescue remedy that he could bring with him around. So he probably wore it in his pocket with him wherever he went, so he can always help somebody in distress. And it's also very good for us to have it because we never know when it's going to be an accident, or it can be our kids fall down and get a bruise. You can put it on a bruise, it makes a bruise go away. It can make sprains go away. Later, Nora Weeks discovered and made a rescue cream, which is thought it might be very good to have a cream version of it. So she made the rescue cream, which has the same 5 remedies plus crab apple. The crab apple has a cleansing effect. So for wounds or something, or the rashes where the skin needs to get cleaned. I've renamed that one in my family. We call it the boo-boo cream. So every time somebody gets hurt, go and get the boo-boo cream.
That's so cute.
For our friends, little kids, you're like, let's get the boo-boo cream. So we all in my area know that it's the rescue cream as being the boo-boo cream.
I can relate. I love it myself, and I've definitely used it on kids as well.
It makes them feel better right away.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
then the other rescue products, which actually the Bach Center does not really agree about, that's not what they would approve about. But mm-hmm. Nielsen Bach, who are now manufacturing and distributing the Bach flower remedies, came up with some other forms of rescue remedy. The first one was a rescue sleep, which is, I do really like it. And the way I can get around of it being a practitioner to make sure that everybody knows a rescue sleep is exactly the same as rescue remedy plus white chestnut. And the white chestnut is for repeated unwanted thoughts. So that's mm-hmm. when you're in bed at night and you start thinking about a shopping list tomorrow, and then I have to do this, and you're like, no, I'm not going to be thinking, I need to sleep. Yeah. And then you start like, oh my God, I have to wake up in 5 hours, now it's 4 hours, I'm never going to get to sleep. And when your head's down, you're arguing with yourself that you should be sleeping instead of arguing, then you know you need to rescue sleep. And it's not a drug, you can give it in the middle of the day, it's not going to make you fall asleep. But it's going to settle your body and your mind so you can sleep comes natural. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who have had insomnia or problems sleeping for a long time get back to us and says, oh my God, I had the best sleep ever. And I wake up in the morning and I feel so refreshed without mm-hmm. feeling drugged. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will drop all those sleep medication because they make them feel drugged the next day.
Exactly.
But rescue remedy, you get a natural rescue sleep, you get a natural sleep.
Yes, I'm sure everybody's really tuned into this because, you know, when we love someone, and definitely if we're caregiving for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, sleep is a major issue. But first of all, a lot of times the person with the Alzheimer's or dementia has difficulty sleeping because their sleeping patterns, you know, can get very messed up. And those around them, I know my dad has a lot of difficulty sleeping at night. He's got so much going on during the day. And a lot whirling around and so on. So, yeah, I know everybody really perked up on that sleep aid. Anyway,
it's
sorry
really
to interrupt.
Really nice.
You know, but I just know it's a major issue. And even long before my mom had the Alzheimer's, you know, I can definitely relate to that, not being able to get stuff off your mind at night. So I've definitely made good use of with that sleep remedy over the years. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I mean, I love the rescue sleep too. I have one on my nightstand. I think both my kids has one. It is really like, and the sleep you get by using it is just, you wake up the next day and you feel like a totally new person. It can be sometimes for people who have had severe insomnia, I cannot sleep. I hear very often, either like a mom who is very busy or people who are very stressed out at work, they cannot turn off all this stress by the time they go to sleep. So they, when they only take it in the night time, you have a tendency of getting very vivid dreams. And I had one gentleman saying to me, I called back after a few days, he's like, I will not say it's nightmares, but I get very vivid dreams, because he only took it at night time. So I suggested to him to take it during the day so he can release the negative emotions in the daytime when he's busy with other things. And after a week, he called back and said, I am sleeping so good now.
Oh.
So, but don't give up if you try it and you feel like I don't sleep very well the first few days. It's just that remedies are releasing the negative emotions. And then it just indicates, take it in the daytime, put a spray in a bottle of water and just drink it throughout the day. So the negative emotions are being released before you go to bed. But don't give up on it, because if you keep going at least for a week, you're going to get the most amazing sleep. Mm-hmm. Then also, Nielsen Bach came up with the rescue energy, which is the same thing as rescue remedy plus olive. And then all the rescue remedies comes in different forms. There's four versions of rescue pastilles, which are little candies that you suck on.
Yeah, they're fun.
Those ones are really nice. They're good for kids with has a temper tantrums or people who are stressed out and just need to feel like a little relaxed. So the rescue pastilles are very nice. The rescue remedy comes both in drop and spray. They have an alcohol-free version for children called Rescue Remedy Kids. And I have but that one can also be used on people who prefer to stay away from alcohol.
Right.
So it's not only for children, it's just a name. The correct name should be Rescue Remedy Alcohol Free. Mm-hmm. Then I have the Rescue Remedy for Animals, which is also alcohol free, same thing as the Rescue Remedy for Kids.
Yeah.
But for those people who do not want the animals to get alcohol, it's not that it's not safe, the regular version for animals, but just gives you an option.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Rescue Chewing Gum, the Rescue Pearls, which are little spheres that melt in your mouth very quickly. It's nice to have in a purse or if you're traveling. And the Rescue Sleep also comes in Rescue Night Melts, which is also melt in your mouth. So mm-hmm. different kind of versions. Oh, the creams, there's also the Rescue Cream, the same thing, the five remedies in the Rescue Remedy plus Crab Apple, the Rescue Gel, which is instead of moisturizing, it kind of cools down the skin. And then the Rescue Balm, for which is more like bee wax and like lip balm, but it's also very good on skin that gives you trouble.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a lot for everybody.
Yeah, but I'm glad you went into that, and I was hoping you would, because this is good for the loved ones, and it's also good to use on those with Alzheimer's or dementia, because, you know, they tend to, I know with my mom anyway, her, you know, her skin is more dried out than it used to be, and, you know, they have their little falls or their bumps or their bruises or whatever, and honestly, sometimes, I mean, I think, you know, you may disagree with me because you're the professional, but I just think sometimes it's a great way for them to get the Rescue Remedy rather than trying to put the four drops in something that they're drinking or whatever that's helping them out through the skin instead, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a perfect way also to get the Rescue Remedy by you putting it on the skin. So I agree with you. You can use the Rescue Cream on the skin, and they get the same effect through the skin.
Yeah, and it's a nice, like you said, it really is a soothing cream, you know. And I also put Rescue Remedy, you know, and when I'm at my parents, I'll put in their coffee, their orange juice, their water, whatever, you know. And it really does make a difference, you know. It's an obvious difference to me anyway. I can sense it, I can feel it, and you know, I really appreciate the effects. So thank you for getting into all that. And this way, people know they have options. And you know, I know one of the big things with those with Alzheimer's or dementias, they have a lot of sugar cravings. So the pastilles are a great way to, you know, to have someone have the Rescue Remedy and actually enjoy it to boot, you know. So you know. Anyway, okay. So let's get into some specific feelings that loved ones and caregivers go through, and what the best or the right and appropriate remedy would be for that. Go ahead. Do you want to start with grief?
Yeah, the grief is probably more into trauma. Grief can be a combination of emotions. That can be like if you lose a loved one and instead of moving on, you cling to the past, cling to your memories, cling to what happened in the past. So I feel explain it kind of like instead of looking forward in life, looking forward to the grandchildren, looking forward to what to do tomorrow, now, later, they cling to the past. So the remedy called honeysuckle will help you to keep the past as nice memories or whatever memories for the past, but enjoy now and enjoy tomorrow. By clinging to the past, it's a negative emotion because that was the past. We have to move forward. So the honeysuckle will help you if you lose a loved one, or it can be that you remember how it was. Oh, she used to be this, and now she's just sitting in a chair doing nothing. She used to be so active, bicycling or running, and now she does nothing. So instead of saying, okay, that was in the past, she was able to do all those wonderful things, but now she cannot. And so grief, yeah, so it's not clinging to the past to move forward. It will be honeysuckle. Grief, if it's to do with trauma, losing somebody, Star Bethlehem neutralizes trauma, so you're not bringing it into your life and in the future. What other emotions are that were covered under grief? They're clinging to the past and trauma, because grief again is a combination of emotions. What other emotions are there under grief?
Well, would sadness be considered part of grief, or would that be a separate emotion?
Sadness is also a little bit into maybe a depression. So the depression, the grief, I need to know more like what are the emotions around of it, more than grief of losing somebody, which will certainly be honeysuckle moving on, or maybe the trauma. And then maybe the loneliness, getting, as if you're saying the grief of that your life has changed, to say a husband lost his wife. He'd been together with her for 30 years, and he misses her. He's alone. He's not used to cook himself meal. He used to have somebody walking around him in the house. So suddenly he feels lonely that he's no longer has somebody to wake up with and say good morning to in the morning. So that will be honeysuckle for clinging to the past, but he can also adjusting to be alone, to be adjusting to life has changed by losing a loved one. So that will be walnut. That can also go into depression that if you lost a loved one and then suddenly you're alone and then you can get depressed and sad. And it does have a reason to it, so it will, if it was without depression, without a reason, it just comes and goes for no reason, it will be mustard, but it could be get discouraged. If you're feeling discouraged by losing your loved one, it will be tension. You can feel hopeless. What's the point of going on? I lost the love of my life. And you may give up. There will be gauze. If you need faith that things gonna be okay. It takes a few years, and then you get used to it, and there's gonna be a new life is gonna move on. That would be maybe if you need the faith that things are gonna be okay. It will be sweet chestnut. So the grief is covering a lot of emotion, as well as like stress is also one of those words that's covering a lot of emotions, just to try to tell how we feel. But grief to one person might be different from grief for another person.
Right. Can also be
feeling guilt.
Well, I want to stick with the grief for a minute, because I wasn't really talking about, losing someone, per se, in the death way, although this is great information because obviously, death is a part of life. But I just wanted to know more specifically for someone like myself going through the grieving process, as you still have the person, but they're changing, your relationship with them is changing. Would that be honeysuckle? Because there's a part of me, let's say, that's clinging to the past, how my mom used to be, all the great cooking and baking that she used to do all the time. And that type of thing, or would it be something else?
It probably would be honeysuckle, because you're clinging to the past, how things used to be.
Okay.
Walnut can also help you to adjust to the changes, that she's no longer the person she was before. Before she took care of herself, now you have to do it. So it's more for you to adjusting that things are not the way they were, and she's not the way that she was, and now you have to adjust. So honeysuckle or maybe walnut if you have a hard time adjusting to the changes.
Got it. Okay, so those are two really good ones for that. Okay, excellent. I'm sorry, go on.
So with other emotions, so the caregivers of Alzheimer's, I hear very often, they feel exhausted. Mm-hmm. They feel overwhelmed. Sometimes they have a job, they have a husband, they have children that need help, they may have adult children who has issues, so suddenly the lady sees herself as I'm taking care of my mother with Alzheimer's. I have two children who has trouble. I have to go part-time to work or full-time to work. You feel tired, you feel overwhelmed, you feel overworked. So for the overwhelmed feeling is Elm. For feeling exhausted because you're overworked and kind of feel procrastinating and mentally tired, and it could be Hornbeam. There's also the point where you may have to say, know what, I cannot do it anymore. I may have to find somebody who can look after my mom, either in a care setting, in a nursing home, or I may have to hire somebody who can take over for me a few days a week because I can't do it anymore. So there might be guilt involved. I promised my mom I will never put in a care center. But on the other hand, if you're going to end up totally exhausted and sick because you have to take care of her, you have to choose at one point, do I have to take care of myself first or do I have to take care of my mom first? If you have other responsibilities like children, maybe you had to say, no matter what I promised her, I do have to need her to be in a nursing home. And you may feel guilty because I broke my promise, but we also have to take care of ourselves.
That's right.
So the guilt for pine, there's also the oak personality, we're just going to keep struggling but not taking care of themselves. You're going to end up, if emotionally we are put to the extreme, our body cannot repair itself. And that's why when we get sick, it is that we have pushed ourselves to the limit that our body cannot take care of us. So if you're totally stressed out, if you're exhausted, you're feeling guilt, and if you feel all those negative emotions, you're going to end up burning your candle in two. Burn your candle in both ends.
Right.
You also have to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
So
exactly. And
that's part of.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's impossible. I mean, I hear people that have spent several years feeding their mom every 2 hours or something, and if you have other responsibility like children, sometimes you have to get the support of other people. You need to take care of yourself, because what is going to be left of you if you're ending up sick? So your children have to, they don't have a parent anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people have jobs, you know, and they need to hold on to their jobs. So, you know, that's another issue. And like you said, you know, people have other issues in their own lives that they're dealing with. And, you know, they could be putting their lives on the line by draining themselves so much and,
exactly, yeah.
Trying to do it all.
So it's important to be in a balance where you can handle it yourself without ending up sick, and also do the best you can for your parent who needs you. But sometimes it's not the ideal situation. Maybe you do have to put them in a care facility, so that you don't burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, of course, take your parent home in the weekends. You can see them often. But that's a choice. But then the main thing is that you do not burn yourself out. And that's where the Bach flower remedies can go in and help, to help you restore energy, to find a way of dealing with things better without ending up sick. And maybe that's a way of doing it. Maybe there's a middle way. But the main thing is you have to take care of yourself, because you cannot take care of anybody else if you're not there or if you're sick.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line. Go ahead.
Yes, it's a very difficult situation. And there's something that each person, some people are more capable of handling than others. But there shouldn't be any guilt, because everybody's different. Some parents are very friendly, nice Alzheimer, and others are screaming and yelling at night and seeing things. I mean, you cannot be up the whole night because of one person is screaming and yelling, or if you have children, they may be terrified.
Yeah.
So You had to do whatever is going to be good for you and your family and the best for that person who is experiencing the Alzheimer.
Yes.
But also
yes,
the Bachflower remedy. Yeah? But also the Bachflower remedies can help the person with Alzheimer. I've heard quite a few times where I suggested that they give the caregiver give rescue remedy to the Alzheimer person with Alzheimer. And they're saying that they stop pacing around at night, they sleep better. So then everybody's happy. The the parent with Alzheimer is sleeping, the caregivers are sleeping, and then everybody can handle life better. So the Bachflower remedies can help both the caregiver and the person with Alzheimer with the energy, with be more calm. I even heard about a lady who... her mother was in a care center, and she said, I cannot take care of her anymore, but I want to make sure she gets the Bachflower remedies. So the care center will not give the Bachflower remedies because it has to be prescribed by a doctor. So she said, oh, can I make my homemade broth that my mother should have throughout the day? And I said, sure. And guess what she put inside the broth? So she got the Bachflower remedies. They were giving her the broth. And everybody was happy.
Exactly. There's always a way around it. That's one of the things I love about the flower essences, is you can find a way to use them, you know, and they do work, no doubt.
They
That's a good one. Can you just touch on impatience? Because, I mean, I'll speak from my own experience that can definitely be an issue. You know, you tend to have the same conversations over and over, or get asked the same questions over and over, or other things, you know, that can bring up feelings of impatience. So what is best for that?
There's the remedy actually called impatient, and that is for the emotions of giving you more patience. And it's just that's for the people who get impatient and like, hey, come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. They want to do things their own way. And let's say somebody needs to get shoes on. Oh, let me do it for you. Too slow. To help you kind of slow down. You don't have to rush. You don't have to do things. I mean, so it kind of it gives you more patience to deal with people who are slower than you are, what you want things to be. It is also inside rescue remedy, for the same reason. So that's a very good one for people who get impatient.
Definitely. And I think, you know, for most of us, that is part of the package, at least sometimes, you know. Anyway, wow. Well, thank you, Bettina. Thank you so much. And, you know, you really did get to the crux of the summit, which if you boil all these tools and methods and modalities down that I'm presenting in the summit, the bottom line is, this is about the caregivers taking care of themselves, giving them the care that they need, that they deserve, and that they, you know, I mean, you know, if they desperately need, I'm sure, at least in some situations. And that is what it's about. Like you said, taking care of yourself so that you can then take care of other people and be there for them. And we're not just talking about those that we love that have the Alzheimer's. We're talking about, you know, the other people in our lives, too, whether they be spouses, children, grandchildren, friends, whatever. You know, we have to give to ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. So I thank you so much. This was really fabulous.
You're welcome.
I learned new things today, too, which I always enjoy. So I thank you. And thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. You have another quick and easy tool to put in your tool belt, and it's good for you. It's good for your loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. It's good for your children, everyone else in your lives, and even your pets. So you can't beat that. Anyway, it helps for greater peace, less stress, and experiencing a lot of much more positive feelings, experiences, situations, and so on. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Bettina. Peace to you and yours. Take care, everyone.